And that extra option there was Matheny as he come and countered ahead, but Curtis Vogel was waiting for it and makes the tackle.
Right in motion, it's going to be McDaniel with the keeper, and he gets out to the 45 and finally brought down at the 44-yard line. Brought down by Curtis Vogel on a second straight tackle, only a gain of a yard. Third down, and we'll say 5 yards to go. That's being generous.
Yeah, it's sure looking like it's going to be Vogel's job to kind of spy on the quarterback. McDaniel certainly likes to keep the ball himself and try to make some big plays. Vogel stops in there, forcing a third and medium.
McDaniel keeps it for himself, and there is Travis Trigger in for the stop right at the line of scrimmage, only gaining a yard for McDaniel. Now a fourth down, now 5 yards to go from the Deckerville 43-yard line. Deckerville still leads 14-0.
One of those young replacements, Travis Trigger, 5'9", buck 55, sophomore on that defensive line as he scurries through that offensive line to make a tackle for a very short gain. And that's going to bring up fourth down and five, a very important fourth down and for Lawrence early in this game.
And they're going for it, and it's a Maryland eye, and it's a handoff right at the middle to Reyna, and he gets to the line of scrimmage and maybe another half a yard. As you guessed it, Curtis Vogel stops Reyna in at them, basically still in the trenches, and it's a turnover down. They did not get that first down by about 4 yards. First and 10 for Deckerville at their own 42-yard line.
52 and 53, Curtis Vogel, Travis Trigger, respectively. Two guys that make big plays on that drive, both in on that tackle again, not fooled, and stand tall, helping that Eagle defense force a turnover and get the ball back into that potent offense of Isaac Kineth and company.
Kineth hands it off to Ibera, and he's out for the right, breaks free. It was his first tackle. He's crossed midfield to the 40, comes down to the near sideline at the 40, shifts his weight, and it gets all the way down, forced out of bounds at the 34-yard line, and brought down by Chris Schumann, the junior, is getting up a little gingerly, and it's a big change of momentum yet again, and a swinging of the whole field. It's a short field, just 34 yards away from a score.
Well, Cruz Ibarra there, fun to watch when he gets in open space. He's at the middle of the field, jukes back all the way to the right sideline to gain a few more yards and a big run after that fourth down stop. All the energy over here on the Deckerville sideline, everything in their favor right now, they're taking advantage of it.
First down, 10 to go from the Lawrence 34-yard line for the Deckerville Eagles, trying to score for the third time tonight. I formation, Kineth hands it off to Iberia yet again, across the 30-yard line, jumps over a tackle, and down to the 25 and pushing that pile forward across the 20, and finally brought down to the 19-yard line by Connor McDaniel. And yet another big run from the 34 down to the 19, another 15-yard gain for Ibera.
Yeah, it certainly hasn't been hard to figure out what's I formation with a lead fullback blocker. And let's hand the ball off to Cruz Ibera, and they've pretty much, he's been the lead horse and the main ball carrier so far in this ballgame, already 10 carries and 76 yards to his credit.
First and 10 from the Lawrence 20-yard line, maybe even the 19-yard line if we're feeling risky. I formation, Kineth is under center. Fullback would be number 41, Brendan Handley, and Ibera behind, Cole Rumsick in there now. And he gets forced out of bounds at the 15-yard line by Emilio Zapata of Lawrence. 1:14 left in the first quarter. Clock stops until the next snap. Second down, 6 to go after a 4-yard gain for Rumsick.
And Cole Rumsick, more of the power back in the backfield. Again, Brendan Handley, the lead fullback. Cruz Ibera getting a breather. Deckerville going deep into their bench already this game, Clark. Watching a lot of different packages, different guys coming in and out offensively and defensively, keeping the Lawrence Tigers not only on their heels, not knowing what's coming next, but the Eagles staying fresh.
Coming in platoons, and not all players going both ways, which is going to keep the pressure in the fourth quarter. It's a handoff to Cole Rumsick around the left end, down to the 5, just shy of the 5-yard line as he's scooped up at the 7. A nice 8-yard gain for Cole Rumsick, brought down by Emilio Zapata again. 1:08 left in the first quarter, 14-0. But it's enough to move the chain, so the clock stops momentarily. First and goal from the 8-yard line.
And notice Zapata playing in that deep safety position. And when he's making tackles, that's a bad sign for your defense. But he did make a touchdown-saving tackle. Cole Rumsick making a linebacker miss with a nice juke back to the middle. And Zapata does everything he can to bring him down before he finds the end zone.
Same formation. Cole Rumsick, your halfback, and he gets the handoff around the left end. He trips up behind the backfield, still gets across the 5-yard line and down to the 3-yard line. Looks like about the 6-yard line came out and jumped out and grabbed him. brought down by Caleb Edson of Lawrence. Now a second down goal to go from the 3-yard line.
Well, I think, Doug Cole, you can chalk that that tackle up, no pun intended, to the 5-yard line. I'm not sure what happened there. Cole Rumsey kind of lost his footing there. It's such a big window to run through. I think even he was surprised.
That's like driving through Dallas.
Couldn't have teed that up any better for you. But Cole Rumsey had a chance to score there, kind of tripped up. Won't be surprised if he makes him pay here on this drive.
High formation, handoff to Cole Rumsey, and here comes Lawrence out, jumping in the backfield. And Lewis Reyna brings down Rumsey, maybe for a gain of a yard, down to the 2-yard line. And now a third and goal from the 2-yard line. And we have reached the end of the first quarter with Deckerville leading by 14 points on the WLAW Sports Network. Deckerville 14, Lawrence nothing after 12 minutes on the WLAW Sports Network, your Harwood home for high school sports.
If you're considering either new or additional grain handling facilities, you need to contact DS Services of Cass City right away to start adding additional profit to your bottom line. Make DS Services your primary source for grain bins, dryers, and material handling equipment for farm or commercial operation. Whether you need a minor repair or site design and a complete new grain storage and handling facility, call DS Services. Their 22 product lines include Stormore grain bins, Honeyville grain handling equipment, and MCN Nico grain dryers. They provide expert site design and millwright services. They maintain a huge inventory of replacement parts. Need a lift? DS Services has certified crane operators and 3 truck and all-terrain cranes ranging from 40 to 55 ton capacity with up to 185 feet of reach, suitable for maneuvering any job site. DS Services crane rental is the perfect choice for your truss job or any other lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 872-3318.
You're listening to the WLAW Sports Network. Deckerville leads 14-0 as they are pounding on the door for the third time tonight over Lawrence. As we start the second quarter, they're at the Lawrence 3-yard line. Hand off to Cole Rumsey, and he's into the end zone, standing up. Touchdown, Deckerville! Cole Rumsey scores for the third time for Deckerville tonight, and it's suddenly Deckerville leads by 20 points just 4 seconds into the second quarter. It's Deckerville 20, Lawrence nothing.
Now, Deckerville been very strong in the trenches. The offensive line doing a great job. All they needed to do was force just a little room, and Cole Rumsey forces his way into the end zone and putting Deckerville in the end zone for the third time. 20-0, 2-point conversion on the way.
58 yards on that drive, and it's going to be play action as Kenneth goes to pass in the back of the end zone, and it's brought in with ease by Jeffrey Stone, the end for Deckerville. It's now 22-0 as the 2-point conversion is good. 22-0 with 11:56 before the half on the WLAW Sports Network.
For over 30 years, a group of highly trained tire and car repairmen have been in battle against vehicles with mechanical problems. If you're having trouble with your motorized vehicle and you need help, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the KT.
Cars and trucks and SUVs, we fix them all. We guarantee tires and brakes, engine repair. KT will make a car go anywhere. Stop in today and get an oil change. Let the KT fix your car and make your day. Kynith Tire is second to none. We on the KT can't be outdone.
So if you need help with your vehicle, RV, camper, tractor, or ATV, whether it's tire or auto repair related, call Kynith Tire, otherwise known as the KT. Call 810-376-AUTO. Kynith Tire is located at 3680 Rangeline Road, Deckerville, Michigan.
Deckerville kind of blowing this one wide open as they now lead by 22 points with still about 12 minutes to go in the second quarter. 11:56 just scoring just 4 seconds into that second quarter. The kick coming from Curtis Vogel goes out of bounds at the 32-33-yard line. So this will be a illegal procedure against Deckerville, and basically they're giving up 2 yards. So Lawrence will start this drive at the 35-yard line. as they've only had the ball for 3 minutes and 39 seconds so far in this ball game.